First day of spring, we're making our way back up into the 50s, mostly sunny.
28 degrees outside of the Automated Office System Studios at 5:30. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, it's local news first. Governor Glenn Youngkin's office has announced that collections at the Commonwealth are 1.2% higher than they were in the first half of fiscal year 2022. The data shows that general fund collections are ahead of what they were forecasted to be by $111 million year to date.
State police warning people about a phone scam. Someone's calling residents in the area claiming you'll be arrested if you don't send payment. State police never request payment over the phone.
The Virginia Department of Corrections is taking steps to address the opioid issue amongst inmates. Officials announced the expansion of the medication-assisted treatment program, meaning that inmates may continue taking buprenorphine, which helps treat the opioid addiction. The program also provides counseling and other services as well.
A construction worker died after falling from a bridge at a UVA project site off of Emmett Street. It's unclear what caused the person to fall.
Every Friday morning, a crowd of people runs from Madison Hall around grounds and back to Madison Hall. It's called the Run with Jim program, Jim being President Jim Ryan of the university.
For me, it's a great chance to catch up with students I might not otherwise meet. It's a pretty good cross-section of students who come out. I mean, they obviously have to be willing to get up early in the morning and run, but it's a great way to check in and see how they're doing and, you know, see what the mood on grounds is.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, 28 degrees with the Bloomberg Money Minute, Fox News, and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on the station that wants to send you to the NASCAR races. Listen for your chance to win tickets to the racing weekend at Richmond coming up, brought to you by Charlie Obaugh Chevy on WCHV.
This is your CBS 19 Weather 30 forecast for our first official spring afternoon. We'll make our way back up into the middle 50s, so still a couple degrees below where we should be for this time of year, but better than where we ended up yesterday. And we're starting up our warm-up. We're going to continue our warm-up tomorrow after a cold night tonight, back down into the middle 20s. Tomorrow, making our way back up into the middle 60s for our highs.
I'm CBS 19 meteorologist Grant Chungo for Seaville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.